I think just in general, inspiration comes from the strangest places. But I think it's a valid question, and it's worthwhile talking about. I think I'd like to, you know, to encourage people to visit like all of the sites in Richmond that there's public art installations.
Hello, my name is Vanessa.
And hi, my name is Marcel.
Thank you for tuning into the 4th Richmond Art Gallery Youth Podcast.
This podcast features the newly installed public art piece named Roots of the Future, a three-dimensional installation by local artist Blake Williams, located at the newly built Fire Hall.
It is outside, near the main entrance of the Steveston Fire Hall, which was opened on October 1st.
This spacious fire hall is located at the southwest corner of Steveston Highway and No. 2 Road in Richmond.
Blake is recognized by many for his supersized photo-based glass and ceramic murals.
Roots of the Future is just one of his many installations, and it's the one we will be discussing today.
Be sure to make some time to visit the new fire hall, as you won't regret doing so.
Now that you have an idea of where Roots of the Future is located, we will be discussing this art piece in further detail along with giving you a better understanding of Blake himself.
Here are Christina, Charmaine, and Jimmy joining us with their ideas regarding the new fire hall and Roots of the Future.
So when I look at the structure itself of the glass mosaic piece, it reminds me a lot of the kitchen backsplash that my mom and myself, we sometimes go through in catalogs trying to dream about renovating our kitchen. Sometimes we watch all those ancient home and garden television shows and stuff. So they play with a lot of those textures and things when it comes to like kitchens and bathrooms and stuff. So that was my initial reaction.
It's interesting that Charmaine got water from the color, but I also got color from the shape of it. It's a rectangle, but it's twisted in a way that it resembles a wave, the undulating surface.
Blake Williams, the artist, he mentioned something similar, like using the wave as a metaphor.
And I think a wave is kind of a good metaphor for that, because a wave is constantly moving and changing, but especially in the open ocean, you just see this gradual movement in the water.
So the piece itself is sort of pixelated with different shades of greenish, bluish, turquoise in the background, and
the font being gray colored.
Yeah, and the tree itself is just a crabapple tree with shades of brown and red, and it is made of so many tiles. Must have took a long time.
3,800 little glass pieces that I cut by hand, and they're a combination of screen printing and painting, printed on the glass with ceramic glass enamels, and then fired it in the kiln, and it fuses. They basically, the enamels become glass in themselves, and they fuse onto the surface. And what happens when the glass reaches a certain temperature, it starts to melt and flow, and then flows and creates a soft kind of rounded edge.
Yeah, just to really go into the process that it took to make the piece, Blake said that he first had to hand cut all those pieces of glass, and recalling that there were 3,800 pieces of glass, and then he had to single-handedly put them in the kiln himself. The process was quite could easily injure him, so be careful, Blake.
The closest I've been to a fire is when I was at Universal Studios, and the fire was sort of like 10 meters away or something.
God.
I've already felt like how hot it was, the heat. It was like on my skin,
God.
And it feels like it was cooking my skin, even though it was completely safe. But imagine that, like Blake putting each tile into the kiln, and that determination, and it's like so ambitious of him.
It's quite remarkable.
Isn't that kind of strange that he's working with a piece with firefighter and he is
working
with fire in the kiln?
Nice, nice. Oh, great.
Oh,
good job.
I like that connection.
Mm-hmm. And actually, part of the text on the piece tells us that firefighters in Steveston were actually volunteers at first. So that certain point to the dedication and just their heart for the community.
I mean, on the surface, there's, you know, it doesn't look like a fireman and a fisherman would have much in common, but they really don't know what they're going to face every day, and the danger that lies in that, that's inherent in that, in those two activities. Whenever I see a fire truck or an ambulance going down the street, I always think, wow, someone's life has just changed dramatically. And those firemen going into those situations never know what they're gonna see.
I certainly believe that he did, in a way, show another aspect of Steveston, the fact that we're such a tight-knit caring community. You know, most of our centers and community centers and hospitals and all the social aid that is available is quite nearby in our neighborhoods. So that kind of shows a lot and is reflected in his piece as well. Just taking like how even tightly knit two opposite elements are, such as fire and water, and putting them together in a piece as well, also kind of contributes to how tightly knit the communities are.
But since fishing and all the fishermen played a huge part in history of Steveston, it is natural for artists to sort of relate that into their pieces.
I was wondering why the artist will pick a crabapple tree, because we talk so much about fire and water, and tree just a whole different element.
One really cold day, I was walking along Scotch Pond in Steveston. It was like January maybe, and there was all these trees lined along the banks there, and they had this little red fruit. And there's no leaves on, they were kind of gnarly. And I just started thinking about these men and women who would go out on their fishing boats. And I also thought you could also layer that over the of what firemen do, because it was at a fire hall, this kind of idea of going out, doing a hard job, possibly. And then these little red fruit, you don't really see them at first when you're walking along there. And I saw those kind of as symbolic of hope that would lie in the families and friends of these fishermen and firefighters who are going out and want for their kind of safe return.
It's quite interesting to learn that Blake chose the tree before he knew what it was.
I didn't know it was a crabapple tree, and then I researched it, found out it was. And then on the opening, there's a man, Harold Steves, and he was there. He's city councilor. He still farms down on the dikes. And he was telling me that he's been pushing for years to have the crabapple tree designated as the official tree of Richmond. I think he said it's the only or one of the few indigenous trees to the area.
The branches were quite gnarly.
I think the gnarliness represents strength in a sense, right? If they're just fresh branches and it sways in the wind, right? Mm-hmm. It's not as strong, but if you show the knots and the gnarliness of it, then it represents some kind of experience, the aged effect. And I think that's what the artist is trying to capture as well.
Like it got stronger in a way, stronger. Right? Like it
builds upon itself.
Built upon itself, yeah.
The title is Roots of Our Future. So what do you guys think that means?
I think just how our families, our ancestors influence us, like without us even knowing, like how some of us can, like what Shermin said last time, like how like she said that her parents told her that she acted like her grandma when she didn't even know her grandma when she was alive.
Yeah, no, really. A lot of the times my parents would be like, you know what? You act just like your aunt. Or you act just like your grandmother. You know, she used to do the same thing you just used to do. I was like, oh, okay, that's interesting. Don't know what you mean by that, but that's interesting.
We often think of our roots as being representative of our current, you know, those of us who are alive today, or this generation, these generations. So whatever we do today and the effect, you know, you guys have on a daily basis in school, in your lives, will affect things far beyond.
I just feel like Roots of Our Future, this title is kind of contradictory, because roots meaning the past and future meaning, well, future. And then we've looked at how looking at ourselves reminds us of our ancestors, right? And what about looking at the past and see if we can project what we want to be or who we want to become from that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So honoring our what?
Ancestors.
Honoring our ancestors or a tradition may actually inspire us.
Mm-hmm.
Not only is it to learn from our past, but to honor what the firefighters have done, because, I mean, they fought, and every fire, they don't know what they're faced with, and they saved one person's life, changing their future.
I also feel like it's a great idea for Blake, like, to be able to have, like, his art, like, placed right in front of the fire hall, because nowadays, like, people, like, majority of people anyways, right, they see, like, becoming a firefighter as, like, an occupation, but back then, like, it was, like, voluntary. So then, like, people did it because they wanted to and they cared for their community. And then maybe that art piece, like, can just, like,
remind them of how
great their ancestors were.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, hopefully, like, each fireman can just become a better fireman.
It's an honorable trait.
It is. It's like what Vanessa said, just to sum it up, like the like a reminder of their duty.
Well, it's also to remind us, the citizens living in this area, or not only this area, that there are people out there that are doing such great things for the community, and just never to forget them.
Not everyone has time to go to the gallery. That's really true. And I think that's where public art is needed the most, because then for once, like, art is so in your face, it's so tangible, like, it's really special. Public art, like, it's open for everyone.
Sometimes it's pretty nice to calm down, relax, and be creative, look at something, and just think about it.
A lot of cities and municipalities throughout North America have a policy called, I think it's 1%, 1% for art. And so cities, municipalities and cities have passed legislation that requires new buildings above a certain budget to devote 1% of that budget to public art. Yeah, so if anybody's like interested in pursuing art as an occupation, as a job-oriented field, it is an area that is growing rapidly.
Thank you to Blake Williams, the Richmond Art Gallery, the Richmond Media Lab, and the Richmond Public Art Program.
To get more information on the gallery or to download our previous podcasts, please visit www.richmondartgallery.org.
To find out more about Richmond's public art program, please visit the City of Richmond's website at richmond.ca and look for culture and heritage.